And another Friday, another injury of the week. Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Settlement Orthopedics joining us here today and teaching us a little sports medical science. And this week, we're going to dive into one for the Cavs fans, me included, Isaac Okoro, forward defensive ace for the Cavaliers, has missed over 20 games now with a right AC joint shoulder sprain. So that is what I want to learn about this week. So that's a lot of words, right? AC joint shoulder sprain. It almost sounds like football play calling verbiage.
Yeah. It's not a terrible injury. You know, there's a whole spectrum of them. Thanks again for having me today, Sean.
Oh yeah.
The first you have to understand is the AC joint is a really small joint above the main shoulder joint. The shoulder joint, the main joint, is the ball and socket joint. Gives you all your motion. So the AC joint is right above that. And there's a spectrum of injuries from really not that bad, just a sprain, to a complete tear. So the injury spectrum, how bad it is, will dictate future recovery and return to play.
Yeah, and it looks like I would take a look. This is probably on what, like a level one or level two kind of strain. Is it three levels that usually are used
in
grading
about
scale?
Six levels.
Oh.
Grade one, grade two are kind of just small AC sprains. Those are a quicker recovery, usually two to four weeks. Get some rehab, get your range of motion back. Sometimes we'll give a cortisone injection into that AC joint to help speed the process along. I had a couple college athletes this year who had the higher grade, grade three, starts to get up to a grade six. Some wrinkles on kind of the direction where the displacement happens, the higher it gets. But married a college athletes. They had some of those injuries. We gave them a cortisone injection. Two of them, I think, were able to return by at least 2 weeks. Another one dragged along for about 4 weeks. When it's really bad, and these injuries are tough to treat because surgically repairing them, they're not the greatest results. So we like to treat them conservatively initially. Mm-hmm. And if they don't do well in the future, not burn any bridges by trying a conservative management, getting them back. And if they're unable to, then we can talk surgery later.
Interesting. And again, Dr. Mark Plumbey here with this First Settlement Orthopedics. And we're talking Isaac Okoro's right AC joint shoulder sprain. And looks like hopefully he should be toward the end of that recovery period. So hopefully suited up when the Cavs return from the All-Star break. And, you know, I have to be honest, before we did this segment today, I had to do a little homework because I myself could not figure out and I couldn't give myself a good enough definition on the difference between something I'm sure that's fairly elementary in your line of work, but the difference between a sprain and a strain.
There's not much of a difference. What'd you read?
Well, essentially, a sprain would involve the ligaments.
Yeah.
And a strain would involve tendons or muscles.
You know what? You're actually teaching me something, Sean.
Okay.
In my opinion, you know, sprain, strain, they're both the same thing. Okay. You treat tendons and ligaments differently. And it really depends on where at the body. But when it boils down to, usually use more from an orthopedic documentation standpoint, just you grade it instead of using those terms between a sprain and a strain. Yeah.
How about that? I'm glad I brought that up. So
yeah, absolutely.
Very, very interesting stuff there. And again, we are going to be learning a whole lot every Friday morning as our injury of the week continues here. Dr. Mark Plumbey joining us, First Settlement Orthopedics. And we're getting ready. I guess I'll just kind of ask you here, what are some of the common injuries you see around this time of the year from local athletes? We're in basketball season. I know we're getting ready for baseball season. What are some of the more typical injuries, I guess, around this time of the calendar that you'll see?
Yeah, so we're looking at the higher level injury rates occur in basketball. So more commonly we see knee injuries coming down from a shot or a layup, twist the knee. So Recently, I just saw someone today, patella dislocation, MCL sprains, ACL tears. Very commonly in basketball players, ankle sprains, low ankle sprains, which are different from the Patty Mahomes high ankle sprains. The low ankle sprains are a little easier to recover than the high ankle sprains, as we saw from some of the higher level football players recently over the past few years.
Yeah, that high ankle sprain is a series of words you never want to hear if you're a player, a coach, or I don't know, right, maybe a fantasy manager or something like that.
And yeah, exactly.
You know what, Dr. Plumbee, I think next week is going to be the week that we, as pitchers and catchers, are starting to report. I think next week might be our big what is the Tommy John surgery.
And
what does it do? Because I'm starting to get baseball fever. Hey, thank you so much for spending
no
some
problem,
time.
Sean. Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
Oh, man, I love this segment so much. That's Dr. Mark Plumbee, First Settlement Orthopedics. Hey, great stuff here on Local Radio.